7 years. That's what it is. What does that relate to? That's not gold or silver. What is seven? Does any woman know? No. I thought women usually have your conversion chart in your purse. Like, it's rhodium. And then it's hematite at 8, and then tritium at 9. I don't even know. 7 years. That's what it is. Here's the thing. It's all about jewelry when you get married. That's all women want. They don't care if you do the yard work or whatever. Just if you just keep them a fresh supply of jewels and diamonds coming in, and they just pile up in their jewelry box. They won't notice that the garbage is outside or the paint is peeling off the house. They're just And, you know, by the way, none of the holidays are for men anymore. It's all about women. It's just engineered to get women more prizes and gifts and joy and shit. It's all, it's like for example, Valentine's Day. It's supposed to be about love and him and her. No, no, no. She gets the presents. You get the bill. That's all it is. Birthdays, it's all about her birthday. Doesn't matter if she forgets your birthday. If you forget her birthday, oh my God, you'd be sleeping in the alley with vagrants. Christmas, it's everything. I'm gonna start taking back the whole calendar. It's gonna be all about guys. That's what, Raju, you and me, we're gonna reclaim everything. We're gonna start the year off with a month just for us. Manuary. Gifts every day in January, just for you and me. Like, well, like, give me, I don't know, like a calculator, hey, and like, hey, razor, whatever. Then we'll follow it up like a couple months later with like a Heaster, yes. It'll make the egg hunt a little different. Yeah. And at the end of the year, Skanksgiving, that's what we'll have. Come with me, Raju. Let's rewrite the calendar. So it's all about jewelry. That's what the bullshit is. On her 1 year anniversary, she wanted an anniversary diamond. They don't even sell you one diamond for your anniversary. Do you know how many they sell you these days? Yes, you're a whipped man. You're like, three. Or more. Like, 5, 7. If it's a prime number, they'll work with it. 13 is next. They don't know. And they put them in these weird shapes, they give them these stupid bullshit woman names, right? Like, The Journey, 7 diamonds in a curvy piece, The Journey. Oh. Yeah, into bankruptcy. My wife took me to the jewelry store and pointed this thing out in the window, this aberration of marketing and merchandising called Past, Present, Future. Little pendant that hangs down like this, small diamond, medium diamond, and large diamond. And she's going like, I want that. I want that. And I'm like, I want you to touch me here on purpose one time. When you're awake. Unbelievable. And so she kept going, I want that. Finally, I lost my shit. I started yelling, what is the story behind that? And I guess the sales girl, helper, clerk, diamond pimp heard that. And she jumped right over the jewelry counter, just hopped right over it. I'll tell you the 3 diamond story. And she pulled out a megaphone. Gather around, ladies, 3 diamond story. And all throughout the mall, ladies stopped what they were doing. Huh? Three diamond story. Let's go. And then the nipples bring 3 diamonds. They're all coming in like cattle at feeding time. 3 diamonds. More diamonds. And so this lady's out handing out pamphlets and charts and graphs. She's got a laser pointer. Ladies, gather around. Here's your 3 diamond story. See the small diamond on the top? That's past. That's the love you two used to share. Oh. I don't even know why women do this when you get happy and flustered. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. OMG, oh my God. Does this cause any air to go to your face? You don't have webby duck hands. You're not Michael Phelps or something. So she continues with her presentation. See the bigger diamond in the middle? That's present. That's the love you two have grown into. And the biggest diamond on the bottom? That's future. That's the love you two will share for the rest of your life. Ha 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 ha. So I punched her in her throat. Then when my wife wasn't with me, I went back and I bought the pendant because I love her. And she's special. So I had some alterations done. And we put it upside down on the chain.
Well done, well done.
And I brought it home. I was like, hey, happy anniversary. Let me tell you the three diamond story. See the big diamond on the top? That's all the blowjobs I used to get. Thanks for laughing. I had a good time. I hope you did too. I'll see you next time.
Yeah, Paul Ogata! Yeah! Paul Ogata.